What is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with some football this morning. It is not looking good at all for Man City this season. City, they're falling 11 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool after losing 2-0 to them at Anfield. The champions have now suffered 4 top flight defeats in a row. The manager, Pep Guardiola, spoke to Sky Sports News and he says he is still confident that his team can turn things around.
Restart from here, start to make a reset from zero, and yeah, it's difficult to believe it, but I rely a lot with these players. I know how they are doing and in that position, and at the end of the season we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no problems for Chelsea, who are up to third and 9 points behind Liverpool thanks to a 3-0 victory over Aston Villa. Man United beat Everton 4-0, with Fulham holding Tottenham to a 1-0 draw in London. Now, Orlando Pirates, they've suffered their first defeat of the season in the Betway Prem when Stellies beat them in Eskordini. We had a 5-goal thriller in Hammersdale between Golden Arrows and Cape Town City. Arrows 2-0 up in the first half before the Citizens fought back to 2-2, and then Ngobeko Dlamini with a winner in the 74th minute. McLaren will have to wait until the final F1 race of the season to find out if they'll win the Constructors' Championship. That's after Lando Norris finished in 10th place in Qatar. The fight with Ferrari set to go to this week's Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. Max Verstappen, of course, who's already beaten Norris to the driver's title, won yesterday's race. George Russell, who started on pole, had to settle for 4th place. And then we end off with some rugby news. It was all about the Dubai Sevens this weekend. South Africa, they finished in 6th place after losing the 5th place playoff against France 17-15. The title, well, it was won by Fiji, who beat Spain 17-5 in the final. It is the first time in 6 years that a side other than the Blitzbox, who have finished 6th this season, has won in Dubai. So I'm thinking we do not win in Dubai because maybe this year finally we're going to win in Cape Town, because we were not great in Dubai. So hopefully they can win this weekend in Cape Town. Remember, it is the Cape Town Sevens this weekend from the 7th until the 8th. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shabalala.